Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you very much. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or genderqueer, gender non-conforming, not exclusively male nor female?
Non-disclosed.
And if that's the case, what should I add as an additional gender?
No, I have no idea. You could just put male then.
Which one? I'm sorry?
Male.
Male, thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
86.
Thank you very much. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian, or Latin Native? Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below? Yes?
College.
College. And is that some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive change on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
6.
Thank you very much. And thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please let me know. The first one on the list, we have Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means very cold and unfavorable, and 10 means very warm.
I would say 6.
Thank you. Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
2.
Then we have the Democratic Party.
5.
Joe Biden.
5.
Donald Trump.
2.
Then we have J.D. Vance.
1. I'm not familiar with that person.
Never heard of him?
I have, but I'm not familiar with any of their stuff.
And from what you've seen in the news, from what you've heard, what is your opinion of him on a scale from 0 to 10?
1.
Thank you. Then we have Senator Tammy Baldwin.
7.
And last we have the Republican Party.
3.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., other independent or third party?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you very much. And we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
the Democratic one.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, which says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my everyday life most, and voting in the upcoming 2024 elections won't impact me that much.
A.
And is that much more statement A or just somewhat more statement A?
Somewhat more statement A.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future.
C, the last option.
The last option. Thank you. Now, and in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the planet?
Negative.
Your own future?
Is there an in-between?
There is not. We have negative or positive.
Okay, negative then.
Thank you. And last, we have the future of the country.
Negative.
Thank you very much. Now, do you expect it to be harder or easier for you to vote in upcoming 2024 November general election, or will it be about the same?
About the same.
Thank you. And thinking about the upcoming elections in 2024, please indicate the two best reasons why you might not vote in the upcoming elections. You may select up to two answers. We have racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote because elections are rigged and my vote won't matter. Or it is too difficult for me to vote. Other that you would like to specify or none of the above.
Harder to vote, and what was the other option?
The first one was, it is too difficult for me to vote?
No, I usually just do mail-in ballot, so that's not it.
Do you need them again?
The options again?
Yes.
Yeah.
We have, racist politicians have made it too hard for me and people like me to vote. I don't know enough about the candidates because voting doesn't change things that matter to me. I don't like any of the candidates. I don't have time to vote because the elections are rigged and my vote won't matter, or it is too difficult for me to vote.
I'm not a big fan of any of the candidates.
Don't like any of the candidates? And no. Would you like to add a second option? You can select up to
No,
two.
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you. Now, who is trying to make it harder for people like you to vote in the upcoming elections? Please select all that apply. Racist politicians, MAGA Republicans, Democrats, all politicians, or none of the above?
MAGA.
Thank you. Another one that you would like to add?
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you. Now, before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, we have below a list of potential threats to democracy in America. After each one, please indicate how concerned you are about each item on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very concerned, a 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned, and 0 means that you are not concerned at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one we have, allowing wealthy individuals, corporations, and special interests to have unchecked influence on elections by eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
By eliminating all the donations? Is that what it says?
By eliminating all restrictions on donations to political campaigns.
Oh, no, that's a terrible idea. 10.
And on a scale from 0 to 10, how concerned are you?
10 for that one.
10, thank you. Then we have restructuring the Department of Justice so the president can prosecute political opponents, including protesters.
That's a 10 as well.
Thank you. Then we have having armed vigilantes guard polling locations to ensure that only the right types of voters get to vote.
10.
Then we have arresting and jailing individuals who hand out food and water to voters standing in long lines to vote.
That's 6.
Thank you. Then we have sending voters to jail for minor voting errors or trying to correct minor voting errors.
10.
Then we have preventing the president from being prosecuted for things they did while acting in an official capacity as president, even if those things were illegal.
10.
Thank you. Then we have increasing political violence in response to American elections.
10.
Creating a surveillance state to monitor citizens' everyday lives.
Nah, that's big 10.
Thank you. And last we have, given the president the power to deploy the military against protesters at any demonstrations against the government and effectively criminalizing constitutionally protected free speech.
10.
Thank you very much. Now for something different. How big of a problem is racial discrimination in your community today? Do you think it is a big problem, somewhat of a problem, small problem, or not a problem at all?
Somewhat of a problem.
Thank you. And have you or anyone you personally know experienced any racist comments or behavior within the past 2 years?
No.
Thank you. Now below we have some short statements that Democrats have made about Republicans. On a scale from 0 to 10, please indicate how concerned you are about the statement, where 10 means that you are extremely concerned about the statement, 5 means that you are neither concerned nor unconcerned about the statement, and 0 means that you are not concerned at all about the statement. You may select any number from 0 to 10. First, we have, instead of addressing the rising cost of living, MAGA Republicans continue to cater to the wealthy corporations that are rising our prices while not paying taxes.
10 is agreeing with that or disagreeing?
10 is extremely concerned. 5 is neither concerned nor unconcerned. 0 is not at all concerned.
6.
Thank you. Then we have, but MAGA Republicans are attacking our freedom to vote so they can take up and hold power for themselves.
6.
Since our nation's founding, a faction has tried to suppress the power of people of color from enslavement and to Jim Crow segregation.
7.
Thank you. And last we have, MAGA Republicans are trying to create barriers to the ballot box and even overturn our elections.
8.
Thank you very much. Now, here's a list of actions before we finish the survey. Here's a list of actions that people might take to participate in civic engagement or politics. Which one or two of the following do you believe are the most effective way to make change on the issues that you care about the most? And you can select up to two. We have voting in federal elections, such as for president or U.S. Congress, boycotting a company, engaging in direct action like attending sittings or occupying buildings, volunteering for a local organization in my community, posting on social media, voting in state or local elections such as for governor or mayor, talking to friends and family about politics, donating to political campaigns and organizations, engaging in civil disobedience, attending city council meetings, or none of the above.
Voting for state and then voting for federal would be the two.
The two votings. Thank you. And as a way to confirm, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, 5 means that just some power, and 0 means that your vote has no power at all.
5.
Thank you. And one last time, if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or other independent third party?
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Now, the last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your political, your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Are you or have you ever been a member of a union?
Yes.
And are you a current member or former member?
Former.
Current?
No, former.
Former. Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent, live with a family member or friend, or something else?
Own.
Thank you. Were you born in the United States or in another country?
Another country.
Thank you. And were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
And was that both of them or just one of them?
Both of them.
Both of them. Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat? Yes?
Yeah, Biden.
Biden. Thank you. And which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-at-home parent, student, or another one that you would like to add?
Full-time.
Full-time, thank you. Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can stop me whenever I go to your range. Was it less than 24,000, 25,000 to 34,000, 35,000 to 44,000, 45,000 to 54,000, 55,000 to 64,000, 65,000 to 74,000, 75,000 to 84,000, 85,000 to 99,000, 100,000 to 124,000,
yeah, 120,000.
Okay, thank you. 100 to 124,000.
Yep.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.